Weekends with Simon Marnie
on ABC Radio Sydney.
It's a beautiful story, particularly when you see how the ABC had a role in it. Dialysis really hasn't changed in its delivery for 50 years, and with 2.6 million people globally needing dialysis and potentially 6 million people dying through kidney disease, wouldn't it be amazing if you could have a portable, easy-to-run dialysis machine? Well, the prototype's been made and the New South Wales government has kicked in an amount of money that could help make this a reality. Professor John Knight from the George Institute for Global Health joins me on the line. I want to get into the technique and the mechanism first, but the story of how this came about, Professor Knight, is amazing.
Yes, it is. Good morning, Simon, and good morning to your listeners. The George Institute, a couple of years ago, ran a global competition with a prize of $100,000 for a much more affordable form of dialysis. We wanted one that worked on solar power, that was light, that was very inexpensive, but yet was the same in safety and efficacy as a normal dialysis machine. So we put that call out there for the prize, and ABC journalist Mark Colvin, who, as you know, the late Mark Colvin was passionate about dialysis. He was interviewing my boss, Vlada Perkovic, the head of the George, on PM. And it just so happened that an Irish inventor who usually lives in Shanghai in China was visiting his brother in Melbourne. So driving along, listening to PM, Mark Colvin came on the radio. He heard about, Vincent heard about the competition, decided to enter, won it, and we have now arranged, we've sponsored Vince to move to Australia and work with us on the winning entry to make this a reality.
And it's been incredible. Just as we're seeing so many people contribute for drought relief, you went on the Wendy Harmer show when she was doing mornings, and the funding came through just from that, a lot of those audience members as well.
That's exactly right. We announced Vince as the winner of our competition, and I went on Wendy's show one morning and told her about how the machine works. And right at the end of the interview, she said to me, I was surprised, do you need any money for this, John? And I said, oh, we really need money for this, Wendy. Well, six listeners rang up George over the next week or two and donated a total of $300,000 to us. And we used that money to build the prototype. And it was the prototype, the working prototype, that got the New South Wales government interested to give us this big amount of money to get the job done.
I read through the week $2.2 million from the New South Wales government that will allow this to move to the next stage. But let's go through the system itself. It really is a game changer. It costs less than $1,000.
It does. Your listeners will know the blood dialysis we call hemodialysis, but this is the other form of dialysis, peritoneal dialysis, which you can call the belly dialysis if you like. A couple of litres of salt water lie in your belly between the loops of bowel, and the waste products drift out of your body into that fluid, and then you change it three times a day. And this PD, as we call it, has been around for about 30 years. But the bags themselves have to be manufactured in a huge factory and then shipped all over the country. And that's manufacture and shipping is the expensive part of the process. Vincent's revolutionary invention will take an empty bag and fill it on the kitchen table using water from the tap, purified by his invention. It's about the size of a bread box. It weighs maybe 5 kilograms. It's completely portable. It can run on a battery or on solar power, or you can plug it into the PowerPoint if you want. And it will revolutionise peritoneal dialysis by dramatically reducing the costs.
Because so many people that need it, from your statistics, are in those low to middle income areas.
That's exactly right. We're fortunate here in Australia, and most Western countries are the same, that the taxpayer picks up the cost of dialysis, because at $50,000 to $60,000 per patient per year, no normal family could afford that. But, you know, three out of every four people who need dialysis around the world will die because they simply can't afford it and because they live in a country where the health system can't provide it.
So now with this injection of funds from the government, with the seed money you've been receiving through fundraising, where does it place the program?
Well, the next step for us now is to finalise the design. That'll take us about 6 months to build, I think, 10 working versions of Vincent's invention. and then to work with 10 volunteer dialysis patients here in Sydney to put them on our machine, to use that to keep them alive, to dialyze them for probably about 3 months. And then we will have the clinical data we need to take to the TGA, the regulator here in Australia, to say, register our device as a medical device so that we can start providing it to patients, not only here in Australia, but all of those millions of patients around the world who need low-cost dialysis.
Professor John Knight, it's a fantastic story and I can't wait to see the next stage of it. I must say I found out about it because a guy called Dom Knight posted it on his Facebook page. Are you any relation?
Look, I'm very famous in kidney circles, but when it comes to ABC Radio, most people call me Dom's dad.
And in the art circles, Jasper's dad, thanks for joining us on the weekend show.
It's been a pleasure. Great to talk to you, Simon.
Professor John Knight, who, as you heard, is with the George Institute for Global Health. You can find out more about it from them on their website.